Hello and welcome back to Twin Birth Stories. This is a safe space for all twin moms like myself to come on and chat about conception, pregnancy, birth and delivery, and life as a twin mom now. If this is something you are interested in, you can head on over to my Instagram page at Twin Birth Stories. If you enjoy the episode, please give it a follow and a 5-star review. In this episode, I speak to Tracy. Tracy is a single mom to twin boy and girls. Tracy was not waiting for any man to come into her life and decided it was long enough, so she took matters into her own hands and became pregnant. Tracy's journey is very individual and was a pleasure to listen to. So sit back and relax and enjoy Tracy's episode. Hello and welcome back to Twin Birth Stories. I am joined today by Tracy. So Tracy, thank you so much for coming on to my podcast. If you want to start off by introducing yourself.
Hey, I'm Tracy. I'm from Cork. I'm 38 in September and I have twins. They're 8 months on the 7th. They're Maya and AJ. They're great, old crack.
Brilliant. And was having kids, Tracy, something you always wanted to have, or have you always wanted to be a mum?
Yeah, I worked in childcare nearly 20 years, so it was always something I wanted, but okay. As you know yourself, Mr. Rice, you wait for her and you wait for her, and then I decided I'm not waiting anymore, so I just went off and done IVF on my own.
Oh, wow, Tracy!
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, so what was that whole experience like? What was the waiting around, and when did you decide... I'm just going to go and do this myself then. What was the whole process like?
It was a good few years ago. I went and had my consultation and the nurse was like, you're mad, your AMH is great, you know, like, think about it some more maybe. And I was like, oh, okay. So she kind of put me off for a small while. And then it's a year or two. I was like, no, I can't wait now anymore. So it was literally just before COVID started. It was just at the end of 2020. I done my first IUI, which was unsuccessful. So I ended up having three IUIs, which didn't work. Then around IVF with three embryos, all those failed. And then I had a cancer cycle. Then I done another round of IVF that got four embryos, and then two of them became the twinnies.
Wow. Oh my God, that was such a long...
Yeah, it was about 2.5 years altogether.
Yeah. Oh my God, and how was that mentally to go through all that, and what sort of support system then did you have?
It was hard, but I kept it a secret. My family knew it was something I was always going to do and they were always supportive, but I wanted to keep them out of the sad part and I just wanted to be like, surprise, I'm pregnant. Which obviously took a very long time, so after about a year and a half, I decided to tell them. When I was starting my treatment, about 3-4 months into it, I actually met a fella. And I was like, look, this is what I'm doing. I was like, I don't know whether we're going to last or not. And he was like,
okay.
He had three kids of his own. So he's like, look, I won't stand in the way of your dreams. So him, my boss, and my best friend were the only ones that knew for a good year and a half. Yeah.
So. Oh my, and how was that? Wow, I couldn't imagine that. So how was that journey for you then, keeping it and, you know, with the sort of, would it not been successful at times? How did you manage all that yourself? Wow, you must be such a strong woman. Oh my God, Tracy.
It was hard, all right, but like, yeah. Like that now, like, I just went back eating my emotions and stuff, and I had lost like 5 stone before I started, and sure, put that all back on, and I was like, oh my God, this is why you lost it in the first place, to be like healthier to try and stuff. But like that, you know, the emotional eating, the emotional drinking, but like, yeah. Obviously I had my friend to talk to as well, so like, it was great, but like she wasn't going through it, or she'd never have IVF or any problem. So, you know, it's hard that way. So that's when I made an Instagram page then to talk to people that were on the same journey.
Well, tell us your Instagram page in case anyone listening is in the same boat as you.
It's on my own, but not alone. So I was anonymous on that as well for ages until I told my family. Then I decided to show my actual face, like, yeah.
Wow, so did you kind of find then that setting up your Instagram page was your way of kind of coping with it all and relating to people? Was that kind of your coping mechanism? Okay.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, there was a good couple of girls and I got close to one it, and some of them were like a couple of steps ahead of me. So they were able to fill me in and go, do this or do this and ask this question. So, like, it was very handy like that because I wouldn't have a clue otherwise. Something's...
Okay, oh my goodness. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, God. Tracy. So when you found out you're pregnant, had you... I know you said you told your family about a year and a half into the 2 years. When you found out you were pregnant, did they know then 6 months of you trying?
No, I told them, I'd say, just before my last cycle. So yeah, I'd say I told them only a month or two before I actually was trying for my next one.
Okay. And what was that reaction like for everyone?
They were all bawling crying. My mom and dad and my sister were bawling. They were like, why didn't you just tell us? And I was like, I just wanted you to be in the happy part, like. And sure, they were like, we would have helped you and support you. And I was like, I knew this, but I didn't want everybody to be sad all the time. And you know yourself when you're trying, you're like, you know, people are looking at you and they want to ask, well, how's it going? Are you pregnant yet? And I was like, I don't want any of those questions. I don't want anyone annoying me. You know, that kind of way.
Okay.
But so God loved them. Yeah, they were in bits. Like, then when for the cycle, they did know. Like, they were pure fluffing around me. And
so
they knew if they were asking me too many questions, they'd annoy me. So they were trying to, like, do things without asking me. So God loved them. I was like, you can ask me. It's okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was
great. Oh, my God. So what was it like then when you found out you were expecting? And then tell me what it was like when you found out you were expecting twins. What was that ultrasound like? Who was there with you?
It was madness. I was on my own. I went on my own to everything. Yeah, every single appointment.
Oh, my God.
The only time I actually had someone with me was my sister for my birthing partner. Everything else I went to on my own.
Wow. Yeah. And did you just want your own thoughts with you? Did you just want to go through it yourself, or why did you choose that?
Yeah, I kind of did. Like, God forbid, like, you know, if it was like bad news or anything, I kind of wanted to have a moment myself in case I had to tell it. Like, but yeah, I had been used to doing it all on my own because of COVID anyway. People weren't allowed at appointments and stuff, so I was like,
I'll just
keep the rest of it now. Like, even when they started letting people in, I was like, oh, I'll just do it all on my own now. Yeah.
Wow, you're such a thoughtful person that your mind process is, in case something bad happens, I want to be able to tell people when you're ready. Jeannie, amazing, Tracy. What was it like when you found out your twins?
Oh, I was so delighted. Like, all my life I would love twins. You know, everyone loves the little dream of having a boy and girl twin and dressing them the same.
Yeah.
So I transferred two embryos back and I was praying to God it would be twins, because the first time I had transferred two back as well and it failed, so I was like,
okay.
She was doing the ultrasound and she was like, oh, there's one little sack. And I was like, oh, thanks. And in my own head I was kind of like, oh, just one. But I was I was still happy, but I was like, oh, no twins. And then whatever way she moved it, she's like, and there's your other little baby. I was like, oh my God. And she kept moving it around. I was like, oh my God, she says triplets.
Is there a third?
I was like, I have two hands, I could deal with two, but I don't know about three. oh my God, I was ecstatic. Yeah, I couldn't believe it at all.
Because a lot of people's reactions, obviously, are, oh my God, how do I do this? But the fact you want your twins is just so lovely that you were nearly like, oh, disappointed for a second. Just one when your mind was hoped for twins. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's so rare.
People are like, are you actually demented? I was like, I must be a small bit.
Oh, well done. Oh my God. So then when you were delighted you found out, obviously, you're twins, how was your pregnancy then? So talk me through, say, first and second, third and trimester.
Everything actually was fab, no morning sickness, no nothing. Obviously tiredness, but I didn't really have any problems till I was 30 weeks.
Okay.
I finished work, we were all laughing and joking, like I was still in the crash, and they were like, oh, you'll finish on Friday and you'll be in hospital on Monday. I was like, ah, stop now. I was like, at least give me some bit of a break, like, and I actually ended up in the hospital before the Friday I finished. Yeah.
Oh.
Then.
But this before 30 weeks now, or...?
Just before 30 weeks, yeah.
Okay.
So I ended up with a bleed. So I went in, I was in there for 3 days. They had no idea where it was coming from, but it had stopped. So it was grand. So I was supposed to go to work for my last week. We'd say I ended up in hospital on the Sunday. So then I missed my last week of work. But then from 30 weeks to 35 weeks, I was in and out of hospital the whole time. I had three bleeds. And then they weren't sure what was going on. My blood pressure was fine, but I was sweating and I had urine and my protein and stuff, or protein in my
protein
urine.
In your urine, yeah. I get you.
So they kept me in then. The last time I was in, we was 35 weeks. I was in there for 3 days and okay. I was getting this terrible pain in my back. Like, it was all horrendous. I was like, oh my God, what is it? Like, so it was actually the night before I had them. So it ended up being my kidneys that they were starting to fail. So I had to have an emergency plan section then the next morning. The doctors had come around that morning and said, look, you know, everything's grand. We're going to move your section up, because I was booked in for 38 weeks, I think. So they're like, look, we'll move it up by 2 weeks. And I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. And then she came back to me 20 minutes later and she's like, no, actually, they're coming today. And the minute she said that, I started bawling, crying. I was like, what? I got such a fright. I was like, they're coming today. She's like, yeah, look, your kidneys aren't great. We need to get them out now. And I was just like, okay. And the poor midwife next to me was so lovely. She was like, are you okay? And I was like, I think so. She was like, that actually just frightened me too. She was like, take a minute. Like, I was like, I just didn't expect that. I was mad in the end. Like that now, she's like, you'd had your breakfast, had you? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, look, we have to wait 4.5 hours for it. So it was an emergency, but it was kind of planned because they had to wait for the breakfast to go. So like those 4 hours were like the longest 4 hours of my life. I kind of wanted it over, and then I kind of
to
go down to the theater room as well. I was like, oh my God, no, I can't do this. But yeah, no, it was mad.
And did you have your suitcases with you then, Tracy, because you were in for 5 weeks? Had your baby's bags packed, or had you nothing?
I did. I had them packed, yeah. The first 3 weeks I was in and out of hospital, I still didn't. My mom was like, oh my God, can you please pack the bag? And I was like, I will. So I had it packed, and it was at home, ready to go if I needed it. So I only had my own bits of the hospital with me. So I rang my sister and I was like, have you gone to work yet? And she was like, I'm just on the way, are you okay? Because I had rang her that morning to say, you know, my kidneys are bad, whatever. And she was like, oh, will I come in? And I was like, no, there's no point in you staring at me all day, like, go to work. Are you okay? I was like, no, they're actually coming today. She was like, what? I was like, calm down now, you've loads of time. They told me it'd be a good few hours. Like, I was like, I'm sure. She rang me about 10 minutes later, sweating, up in the heat, putting things in bags, going over. I was like, God love her, she was up in the hospital in only about a half an hour.
Oh,
up the walls, God love her. But I know it was crazy. So I had all the bits together in that bag, thank God, ready to go. Otherwise, there'd have been pandemonium, I'd say.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So did you were obviously planned then, were you really organised throughout your pregnancy? Were you packing bags from early on? Was your nursery ready? Like, how were you, say, were you doing courses? Or were you just like, whatever happens, happens, I'm so zen and chill? Or were you really organised and stuff?
I did, like, one day, the one from the hospital, the whatever antenatal class thing you do, that was about it. And I didn't pack my bags till, like, I'd say I'm 33, 34 weeks pregnant. And my mom was like, oh my God, are you having a banger? I had all the things, they were in the house, they just weren't in the bag.
Well, you are so chill. Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah, I know. Too chill, they'd say.
Yeah, no, that's great. So you were in hospital that day. You'd got the doctor come down to say, you're going in now in 4 hours. So you said your mind was running. You were getting overwhelmed and upset. What else was going through your head here? How did you calm yourself down? Or did you calm yourself down? Or how was that experience?
I kind of did. Like, for the first hour, I was like, I rang my mom and I rang my dad, and she, God love them, the two of them were bawling and crying as well. I was like, why are you crying? You're making me cry.
Oh,
everyone was crying for about an hour. The poor midwife and all was like, I have to leave this room. She was like, you're gonna make me cry too. So I was like, for an hour or two, I was like that. But then when we were downstairs waiting to go in, it was ages waiting to go in, and I was just like, oh my God, would they just call me in, bring me into the room now? Like, I was like, I just want it over and done with, because I was petrified of having an epidural and stuff. I was like, no, I didn't want it. But when I was 13 weeks, I had to get a cervical stitch put in because I have a short cervix, so there was always a fear of early labor. So I had to get an epidural for that. So I was kind of a small bit over it then, because I was like, I had this fear that I was either going to be paralyzed or going to die if I was being put to sleep. And it was such a weirdo. Like the anesthetic, the anesthesiologist fellow was like, "Where in the risks did I say anything about that?" I was like, "You didn't, but I know that's true." And he was just
Oh.
laughing at me. He's like, "Don't worry, none of them things will happen to you." So I was a small bit more settled. I'd say if I didn't have that stitch and the epidural back then, I would have probably been up in the heat the whole day,
Okay.
the section. But yeah, it was grand. It took them 1 hour and 20 minutes so to get the epidural in.
Okay, so bring us through. So talk me through then your whole labor. So you're getting wheeled down. Is your sister with you before you go in?
Yeah. So she
Okay, so
came
she.
down from the ward with me, and we were kind of in a little waiting room area,
Yeah.
waiting to go in then for the section. So they took me first and told her that they'd call her in 20 minutes, that they just had to get me all set up on the table and whatever. And if
Yeah.
something happened and I needed to be put to sleep, that they'd be born without her being there and she'd just get to see it afterwards. So God love her, we were gone in 1 hour and 20 minutes and no one had called her yet, and she could just hear babies crying, and she was like, "Oh my God, something's after happening." She was like, "They haven't come back for me." So just before she was about to panic, like, and call someone, one of the nurses went out to her and was like, "Look, everything's okay, just finding it very, very hard to get the needle in. So the babies haven't been born yet, she's still awake, everything's still okay." And she was like, "All right, okay." So in the end, they could finally got it in after a very long time. But I was like that now, like, they were like, "Oh, you're so brave and you're being so strong." But I was petrified I was going to be put to sleep and that I'd missed the whole thing. That
Okay.
I would have been bits then over that. So yeah, finally got put in and she came in then. I'm sure she, God love her, she was already crying coming in because she thought the worst had happened.
Oh.
Yeah,
So
so
Tracy, were you just sitting on the bed and they were trying to give your spine or your epidural for 1 hour and a half, was it?
yeah, they changed the needle 8 times and they had, like, literally went the whole way up my spine trying to find somewhere to put it in. I think it was because of all the swelling and stuff. Like, I was massive. I couldn't bend my knees. Like, nothing. None of my joints would bend because I was so swollen. So, like, every time they moved me a small inch, then it was an inch off the other side. So between moving me and placing me and then trying to do the needle, like, they were like, "Oh my God, this is the hardest it's ever been." Like, they were like, "You're being so brave." And I was like, "Oh, you say that to everyone." They were like, "No, you actually are." They were like,
Well, yeah.
"It's never taken anyone so long." They were like, "If you ever have a
No, I've
baby
never
again,"
heard.
they were like, "Make sure you tell them how hard it was for us to do it this time."
Okay.
And I was like, "Oh, okay, no worries." And I thought they would just be nice to me, like. So yeah, I know they did try a good couple of times, and then they had to change the needles, and then they had to do, like, numb the area around it again. So yeah, it did take a long time, all right.
Wow. So finally it happened and it worked. They lay you back. Your sister came in then, and what happened from there, say?
So she said, "I don't even know." She came in and it literally, I'd say about 2 or 3 minutes after she came in, like, it was all go. I'd say my Maya was born first, so I'd say about 5 minutes after my sister actually came in,
Okay.
she came in, and then AJ came 2 minutes later.
Oh,
Yeah, and the two of them bawled straight away. So I was
great.
like, yeah, my sister was like, "Oh my God, look at them, they're so cute," and I'm like,
Oh.
panned out like Jesus on the cross, and I was trying to move my head, going, "I can't see him, I haven't moved the curtain thing yet." And she was like, "Oh yeah, sorry." So she went away over, then helped the nurses get them dressed and stuff, whatever, while I got stitched back up. And then they brought them over, and, like, I was in so much shock that they were actually there and they were real and they were mine. Like, I didn't cry, I didn't anything. I was just kind of like, "Oh my God, these two belong to me." It's like, as I say to my mom, like, I'm always the babysitter, like, I'm always going to work or I'm babysitting, and I'm like, I was waiting for their mom and dad to come back. I'm like, "These are actually mine, now I get to keep them." Yeah, it was crazy. But it was all so fast then in the end, like, once the epidural was done, I'd say they were born within 20 minutes of my sister coming in, like, everything was all done and stitched up and everything. Yeah, it was mad.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you had no NICU time in Tracy, so did your babies then just get straight brought straight then to the recovery room with you, and were they on you straight away, was it?
Yeah, they had a small little bit of jaundice, all right, which they didn't realise, so we went back up to the ward. But when we were in recovery, they were with us the whole time. One of the nurses was just giving them a bottle, my sister was giving them the other bottle, and I was kind of just sitting in the bed looking at them going, "Oh my God, this is so real." Like, I was like, "This is actually happening." I just kept smiling around at everyone. I'm sure they thought I was a bit crazy in the bed, going, "What's wrong with you?" But yeah, it was just so surreal. So then we got brought up to the ward, and they realised that they both had a bit of jaundice, Maya more so, but they allowed us to. I was in a room first with four people for the night, and then it was the next day. I actually passed out in the shower the next morning. Yeah, so they were changing your pads and stuff, and then there was like a little accident, so they were like, "Oh, just run into the bathroom there and just hose down your legs and whatever." And I was like, "Yeah, okay." So I was in there anyway, and then I was like, "Oh my god, I actually don't feel well at all." So my sister had gone home the night before, and they had taken the twins down to the nursery, so there was no one with me. So I was like, "I don't feel well," and I had locked the bathroom door, and I was like, "Oh, I better open this." I was like, "I just feel very funny." So I unlocked the lock and I pulled the string, and the nurse came in and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No, I feel like I'm going to faint or something." And she was like, "Okay." And she got another nurse, and there was a little seat in the shower. So I sat in there for the minute. They're like, "Look, we're going to sit you onto the wheelchair now and bring you back to the bed." And I was like, "Okay." So the two of them were lifting me over, and next thing I know, I was just on the floor, the two of them shouting at me. I was like, I passed out today, and they were like, "No, you're grand, up you get. And as they were doing that, my sister came in and she was like, "What's happening?" And I was like, "I just passed out." So they were like, "You can't leave the bed for the whole day. You have to stay in the bed." And I was like, "Okay." So they were like, "Look, we'll give you another hour or so there to get yourself settled and get yourself back in, and we bring the babies back up to you." I was like, "Okay." So I was in a ward with four of the mothers, and then the doctor came in to talk to me and stuff. And she actually moved me into a private room then. But I was quite sick, which I didn't realise at the time. I ended up having a blood transfusion and an iron transfusion. And they thought I had an infection. They didn't know what was happening, so they gave me antibiotics and stuff first. But I was so sick, and obviously they don't have much staff and whatever. They actually asked my sister to stay over for the night.
Okay.
And still, like, they're still in oh my God, I can't talk. In the maternity in Cork, your partners can only stay from 7 to 11.
Okay.
So like when they were like asking her to stay, she's like, "Oh,
they really need her."
She was like, "Jesus, there's something seriously wrong here." But yeah, they actually we ended up in hospital for 8 days in total, because I was the problem. The babies were fine, but they actually let my sister stay for the whole 8 days. Yeah.
So you and the babies then stayed in the private room with you then for the first 8 days.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And how was that? Where did you feel like? The support was great with the doctors and midwives there, or were you just feeling completely, you know, energyless and just weak? Or how was that whole experience for you then?
I thought it was all right till I was talking to my sister, and like she was like, "Oh, sometimes you didn't wake up at all, you know, for the feeds," and she did the two of them herself, God love her, and
you know,
put them all back to bed. Yeah, so like, and I don't really take tablets, or if I had a pain now or something, I prefer to breathe it out. So like really high stuff, I was half out of my head, like I'm shouting about the rats in the corner and everything.
Oh God.
Like, "What are you on about?" I was like, "There's a rat over there." And like, now we think back about it, she was like, "Tracy, you were so funny." Like, she was like, "You were clearly out of your head." So she just, God love her, she just left me sleep when I was asleep, like, and she's done everything she could on her own. And it was mad, but the midwives up there were so lovely. Like, they
brilliant.
Yeah, they took them the first night and the second night and even the third night. They were like, "Will we take them again for you?" And I was like, no, you're grand. You can leave them there, thanks. And they were like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Why is everyone being so nice?" Like, and my sister's like, "You actually have no idea how sick you are. Like, you look grey." I was like, "Oh, I thought I looked okay."
Oh my God.
Yeah, because when I came home from hospital, my mom was like, "Oh my God, you don't understand how worried your sister was about you. She was like, you bawling and crying when she came down to get like different clothes and bring up stuff and bring down the baby's washing and stuff." Because my mom and dad, you weren't allowed any visitors or anything, so it was only my sister and me with the babies. So I was mad, and I didn't tell my mom and dad their name or anything till I came home. I wasn't even going to send them a picture. My sister was like, "Oh, you have to give them a picture."
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, but I want them to meet them, like, in real life."
Yeah.
A picture, like, and I actually called Maya after my granddad. He was Jeremiah, my mom's dad. So I wanted to tell her to her face what her name was. I didn't want to just be over the phone, like, "Oh, here you go."
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kept their names a secret for the whole time as well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So Tracy,
like,
yeah, But it makes it more exciting than when they're in person and stuff. And for you to see their reaction as well would have been so special. So when you were in hospital then, when you started getting better or when you came home, when did it hit you? I know it takes weeks for it to like feel real that you're a mom now and that you have babies and stuff like that. But when you started getting better and feeling, you know, stronger yourself, what was that experience like when you were home with your babies and they were here and yours? And was that over?
Oh, so overwhelming. I was literally crying all the time. Like, every time I looked at you, I was like, oh my God, you're mine. Like, even now, I'm like, I still can't believe you're mine. They're nearly 8 months old. It's like, it was, you know, it was so surreal. Like, I'd literally just be sitting there staring at them. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you're the cutest things ever. But they were fabulous babies. Like, they literally would only cry if they were hungry or if there was something wrong. Like, literally feed them, they go back to sleep. Like, they were unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Very, very good. Yeah.
Right. So you had the hard recovery. You had the hardest time then after, which is not even something that any, you know, mom that goes into labor ever thinks that she's going to be the one that's sick after. As a twin mom to be, I know my worry as well was, oh my god, will there be NICU? Will there be NICU? And there wasn't, for you. And then it just happened that you were sick. The chances are so slim. It's so like, wow.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, it is probably one of the most worried thing about going to NICU and how long will they be in there and how long will you actually get to carry them for. But like, when they were fine and they got to come up to the room with me, I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, this is the best thing ever, because it wasn't until the next morning then that I became ill myself. So I was like, oh my god, like, this has to be the easiest thing ever. I was like, no, it wasn't.
God, you poor thing for going through all that. So what is life like now then with your two babies and you're back in full health, and how is twin mom life now?
Oh, it's fab. I love it. It's so different. Like, Maya is a pure little messer. Like, she needs all the attention, sitting, laughing, and everything. And he's as laid back, like, hates tummy time, hates anything. He's just like, leave me where I am. And he can be very sour. Like, so you have to work hard for a smile out of him, like, unless you're one of the faves. Like, my niece now, as soon as he sees my niece, he'd be beaming. Like, he's definitely on the favorite list. But they're gas, like, how they're such different personalities already. Like, yeah, it's mad.
Changes so quick. Mine are a year and a month now, and their personalities are so just, I just can't believe how much of a personality that a 1-year-old has. It's crazy. Tracy, I'd say your sister has the best bond with your babies after being there from day dot, doing the feeds, the night feeds. Does she?
Yeah, she likes to call them her babies. I'm like, hello, they're mine. She's like, they're my babies too. Yeah, because me and my niece, her daughter, are very, very close. So she's like, oh, I hope me and Maya are going to be like that now. And I'm like, you have to wait and see.
Yeah. Oh, lovely, Tracy.
I know, she's very good to me.
Brilliant. She seems like a great sister, my God. What would be the advice, Tracy, you would give to a listener who was pregnant with twins?
I'd say, don't listen to the people that you talk to. So when you say, oh, I'm having twins, like, oh, you'll never sleep again, you'll never have a hot meal, I'm like, oh my God, I will. Like, negative stuff. Don't listen to all that. Like, obviously it's hard, but you'll come into your own little routine and you'll have all your bits and pieces and you'll be able to work around it. Like, none of those people have twins that tell you all this and they don't know. Like, it is very tough, but like, so rewarding. And like that, you get your own routine going, like, and you don't know any difference. You're like, oh my God, how did I get through this? A couple of months after passing, you're like, oh my God, how old is this age? Like, I still can't believe they're nearly 8 months. It's like they were only born yesterday.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, definitely not listen to negative stuff.
And Tracy, would you then, for say someone who's listening who doesn't have a partner and longs to be a mom like you did, would you advise someone to go on the IVF journey that you did? Like, what would be your advice, say, for that? Or
I definitely think if it's something you're thinking about, go and get a consultation and see where you're at. Like, I know a couple of girls now that have went and they have been like, you know, look, you don't actually have much time fertility wise left. So they had to make a decision there and then, whereas some people didn't. But like, if it's on your mind, it's never going to go away unless you like go and try anyway and see what you're told. And then you'll have an idea of whether you have time to wait or whether you need to go now. Mightn't always be IVF as well. You might be able to do an IUI, which would be a lot easier and a lot cheaper as well. But
yeah.
No, definitely, if it's on your mind, go and have a consultation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wish I had done it a long time ago.
I
was a bit naive. Like, I have no fertility problems. I was like, oh, this is going to be wham bam, going to get pregnant first time. And like, obviously, I know it doesn't work all the time, but sure, you hear these miracles and you're like, oh my God, it's going to work for me. I never would have thought it would take me 2.5 years. Like,
yeah. Well, Tracy, I obviously didn't know. I know you told me before we started that you had IVF, but I didn't know it was a journey that you were taking yourself. So I have serious respect for you for just going and doing it. No, honestly, that's absolutely amazing. For just going and doing it yourself and saying, I haven't met anyone, but that's not going to stop me from reaching my dream. So fair play to you. And I'd say a lot of people will agree with me on that. Tracy, what would be your 3 words to describe twin mom life?
I'd say emotional, amazing, and hectic.
Hectic, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Tracy, that's it. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you so much for being a part of Twin Birth Stories.